AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The hunt is on in the Houston area for a man who came up behind a sheriff's deputy last night at a gas station and gunned him down. Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman.
At this point, his only target was because he's wearing a uniform. It's unfortunate there are not many civilian occupations you can point to where you can be shot for the clothes you wear.
Governor Greg Abbott released a statement this afternoon saying heinous and deliberate crimes against law enforcement will not be tolerated in the state of Texas. European countries are banding together to beef up security on rail lines following this month's attempted terrorist attack on a high-speed train. The AP's Angela Charlton says protecting the trains will not be easy.
Authorities meeting today all but admitted that they're not going to be able to secure every single train and every single passenger entirely. They won't be able to do what they do on planes, for example, but they will try to increase the security efforts. They'll also be increasing patrols of armed officers on trains and other measures that they hope will help.
Those measures include increasing identity checks and baggage controls in New Orleans and across the Gulf Coast. A pause today to remember those lost in Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago.
Lord God, we come in a special way to remember all those whose lives were taken by Hurricane Katrina. More than 1,800 people. We commend them to your kingdom.
This evening, former President Bill Clinton is expected to attend a concert celebrating the city's recovery. Dozens of people attending a rally in Michigan have released balloons to mark the four-year anniversary of Iran's refusal to free a former Marine from prison. The helium balloons say, "Free Amir." Amir Hekmati was arrested in 2011 and sentenced to 10 years in harsh prison. The Rowan County clerk at the center of a conflict over same-sex marriage and religious conscience closed her office today ahead of a rally protesting her refusal to grant same-sex marriage licenses. This is AP Radio News. Florida is ready, but Erica has lost some of her punch. The former tropical storm weakened as it moved over the Dominican Republic.
Erica no longer has a closed circulation and no longer has a rotation in it like a tropical storm should. It weakened to a trough of low pressure.
Hurricane Center forecaster Jack Bevin says Florida could still get a lot of rain, and folks in the Tampa Bay area are watching this storm carefully because of the ground, river, and lakes are already waterlogged from recent storms. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump says he will make a decision very soon on whether he will mount a third-party run for the White House if he is not the Republican nominee. He told reporters in Nashville the decision will make a lot of people very happy. If Trump does not agree to support the eventual GOP nominee, he might be barred from the ballot in several states. A former Cleveland area attorney who was accused of hypnotizing women clients to have sex with him has now been arrested. He faces multiple counts of kidnapping and sex charges. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.